With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is coming under increasing fire for its slow response in the wake of Hurricane Helene this past week. Nonprofit groups like Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army appear to be providing more disaster relief services to victims than FEMA is. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the federal government simply isn't delivering essential services.
The point is, where is the federal government when we need them the most? And we need to thank God for Samaritan's Purse and organizations like them. But we also need to be able to say that our tax dollars are going to be used for our own citizens when they need it.
At his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last night, former President Trump called FEMA's operations the worst disaster response since Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. A firefighters union has declined to endorse Kamala Harris for president. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The vice president stopped by a firehouse near Detroit on Friday during her swing through the battleground state of Michigan, but she failed to win the backing of the International Association of Firefighters. For 2024, the union declined to back any candidate in the White House race. Last month, the Teamsters also decided against an endorsement. Harris still enjoys support from many unions, but has struggled to lock down the same support from organized labor that Joe Biden won 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tropical storm Milton standing off Mexico this morning, but it's gaining strength and is expected to intensify rapidly as it moved east toward Florida this morning. One person has died after Russian forces attacked Ukraine overnight with nearly 100 drones and four different types of missiles. A gas pipeline was damaged and a warehouse set afire in Odessa. This is SRN News. Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states now, including California. Proponents believe this will be an important tool for conservative Christians to have a voice in national and local elections, especially on issues such as abortion, gender and sex education in schools, and immigration. California's attorney general is suing a Catholic hospital claiming that it illegally denied an emergency abortion to a woman. Attorney General Rob Bonta filed the complaint against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The woman was seeking an abortion after her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. The doctor at Providence said he could not perform an abortion so long as a heartbeat was detectable unless the woman's life was sufficiently at risk. This is SRN News. Dutch airline KLM has announced a round of cost-cutting and other measures.
The measures aim to boost the carrier's finances as it continues to recover from the COVID pandemic that grounded planes worldwide. KLM CEO says along with many other airlines, KLM, quote, is suffering from high costs and shortages of staff and equipment. The carrier says the package of measures is intended to improve its operating result by $497 million in the short term.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, October the 6th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy. He is 69 years old. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican, has 59 candles on his birthday cake. Basketball Hall of Famer Rebecca Lobo, 51. NFL quarterback Trevor Lawrence, 25. This is SRN News.